AB9NN, mobile monitoring.
Is that you out there, John? W8REJ.
Station calling, you're just barely making the repeater.
This is W8REJ. Good morning, John.
Good morning. There's a loud and proud signal with Tommy rocketing up the US 31 towards Traverse City on my way to Iron River to attend to the family grave sites and have way too much Riverside pizza.
Well, I understand that. I've heard rumors about Riverside, but never been up that far, so I guess I'll have to pass. So, anyway, don't forget you got the detour there in Interlaken.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, I just saw the detour ahead sign that just popped up on the road as I was passing by. So, what are you up to this morning?
Well, got up early. I don't know why, but we put all the air conditioners in the windows, so that's done. So we're ready for the hot, humid weather there. Go ahead.
That's good. Yeah, the humidity is supposed to be working up, and I think it's already started to. Certainly a little light fog today, especially on the top of the hills. So they said that's supposed to burn off by about 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I'm driving up on Saturday, going to stay Sunday, and head back on Monday.
How many miles is that up there one way?
It's about an 8 or 9 or 10 hour drive. So it's about, I think it's right about 400, 450, somewhere in there.
Okay, yeah, it's about the same as me driving down to Columbus, Indiana to see the grandkids. It takes about 8 and a half hours of steady drive.
Roger. Yeah, I got out early this morning at 7 on the road, so hopefully that'll help, and it's a Saturday, so I suppose a lot of people will be on the road, so that's not something that I'm looking forward to, especially when you get into the late Saturday afternoon, evening, if everybody's having an early happy hour and hitting the roads, that's not a good thing either.
Yeah, I understand that. That's one of the things I liked about driving down to see Dale's sister on the weekend. Going down on Friday, they're all coming this way, and then coming home on Sunday, they're all going the other way. So that kind of takes care of the traffic problem.
Oh, that's a good deal. Yeah, so Monday I won't have a lot of the tourist traffic, but I will have the transportation of goods, so you get the semis on US-2 coming across, and they've got a bunch of passing lanes that they put in, which really helps, but those semis can be problematical.
Yep, there you go. So, do you guys stop at any good pasty joints to eat?
Negative. Nope. We pretty much just take the short, quick McDonald's most of the way up, and get a candy bar at the gas station and that sort of thing.
Ooh, remind me never to travel with you then. Somehow, McDonald's and a candy bar just doesn't do it for me, John.
Yeah, it's food and it's efficient. That's about all I can say for it.
Well, okay. There you go. So, well, listen, I'm going to let you be on your way here. I was in the middle of something on the computer, So, 7-3 to you guys, and safe travels. God bless you both, okay? Forget it, John. I forgot your call. W-A-R-E-J.
Hi, no problem. Yeah, and Jane is staying home with Molly, so she has to work on Monday. So, okay, thanks for the blessing. Have a great day, and sorry I missed the net on Wednesday. I slept right through it. I woke up at about 20 to 9, and Jane said, oh, the net is on, and I was just too tired to head down. I had a bad CPAP night the night before. I had 27 events an hour. And finally got some adjustments to my mask and got down to 5 events an hour last night, which is where I'm supposed to be. So, okay, have a great weekend. To catch up to you when I get back, AB9 and then mobile. I'll be monitoring and probably going to be scanning for a while.
Okay, John, very good. As far as the CPAP, I've gone all routes with the full face, partial face, the nose mask. And the one that I found that I really, really like is they make a mask with just two little things that fit in your nose. And I'll tell you what, it's a world of difference. It really is. Takes a couple of days to get used to it, but I like it. Okay, AB9NN, W8REJ clear.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Bravo November Victor Mobile.
KC8 VSU.
W8ATB, Icebreaker Mackinac from WN8Q. W8AGB from WN8Q.
Rig in the car here, and I got a ATOS antenna, so I'll probably just do some POTA from the car here, but I imagine everyone's going to have all sorts of setups there, so yeah, just going to get on and play a little bit of HF for a couple hours this afternoon is pretty much what it's all about.
Okay, well good, well next transmission, run your call by me again, if you would. And, I have got some other close amateur friends in the area that do POTA, and then we got some that want to get their feet in, wet, and that way we could add more clientele to the hobby there, over.
Yeah, roger that. Call sign was Whiskey 8 Juliet Lima November Joe. And yeah, I pretty much do POTA for the HF stuff. I do digital at home, FD8, So I primarily do POTA for phone on the HF, and then at home do digital modes. Not too much of a phone guy, really. I just like doing the digital stuff and trying to learn some CW, but that's a...
Node 5-8-6-1-7-2. Disconnected.
BCW, Mobile and Harbor Springs on the 19.
W8VPC. This is W8VPC testing.
KBCW, hear you loud and clear.
KD8BCW, good morning. I've been having problems with this. I have a network radio, and I've been having trouble. I'm up north. All of a sudden, I lost signal, and it lost a connection, and it wouldn't reconnect back to All-Star. I think I got it figured out.
And just fine. No issues on my end. I'm running mobile around Petoskey Harbor Springs right now. And you're coming in just very clear and good power.
Well, yeah, it's a network radio, so it does not, all it has is Wi-Fi, and if I pay the bill, cell phone, it's got a cell phone SIM card in it. It's pretty cool. I got a portable, one that looks like a portable, and one that looks like a mobile, only it just doesn't have the VHF, UHF stuff on the back.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen those. You pay a monthly subscription, it's basically a cell phone, right?
Well, yeah, right now it's connected to my Wi-Fi hotspot on my phone. But, yeah, I had an account with a company called Freedom Pop when I lived up here. And I had two SIM cards, one in each device, and it was costing me $60 a month for two phone numbers. So I let it slide, and now, of course, they went from 4G to 5G, and I got to buy another SIM card.
Got it. Well, it seems to be working well.
Up here between Wicker and Netflix, Charlevoix, Charlevoix, Peru, and a little car. I got to meet some friends down in Buckley. And it's back to the letter.
All right, well, you had a ton of packet loss there. I don't know if it was your internet connection or your radio, but got about every fifth or sixth word on you that time. So anyway, keep playing with it. Hope it works for you. KBCW is mobile in Petoskey.
Sounds good. Probably switching towers. I used to have that problem up here. It's a FirstNet phone. I should call it LastNet.
Are you able to use Echo Lake? KCM2.
Yeah. Can, but I probably have the same problem.
Well, okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask because I got Echo Link on my phone, my tablet, my computer, any place I go up and down the road with, because I got Verizon, I can get into the Wi-Fi and whatever through them towers, and sitting at home, I just have no problem getting all over the world with that and whatever. So, good to know. Catch you later. KCACMQ down here in Mile.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I used Echolink to connect to one of the clubs. Well, I belong to now. I'm the president of that club, and they're supposed to have net number 3,000 tomorrow night. And they're starting sort of earlier. Normally it's 9 o'clock, but they're going to start about 8 o'clock, and there's an informal gathering at 6 o'clock. Net 3,000, you get a special QSL card. All you have to do is check in. And you look on Echolink and find W8HP. You can get Echolink.
Yeah, I get into that all the time. I used to know Lee. He was on another, he was a vice president and then a president, and I was a president and vice president on the world. I know him until he passed away, so we know all about that repeater. Hey, thank you. Thanks, John, here.
Yeah. Hey, okay, John, name here is Mike, and I better watch my driving. My car is telling me I'm crossing the yellow line that's trying to steer itself. So we'll talk to you later, WAVPC.
ACHCM, and be listening.
BCW Mobile. KCAVSU.
Do I ask anybody out there listening?